Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a switch app in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes, and we're going to do it with minimal CPU load. Now, a switch up is one of the most useful arrangement tricks in drum and bass. It's that moment where the tune changes energy without losing the groove. So instead of looping the same 16 bars forever, we make a control change, a drum fill, a bass variation, a little break edit, maybe a reverse hit, then we snap right back into the main vibe. That's the key idea here. Think contrast, not complexity. You do not need 10 new sounds. You need one clear moment that feels intentional. Let's start by setting the project tempo to 170 BPM. That sits right in the classic DNB and jungle zone. Fast enough to roll, but still comfortable for building patterns. Now create a simple track layout. You want drums, bass, an effects track, and maybe an atmosphere track if you want a little extra texture. Keep it lean. In DNB, a smaller session often hits harder than a crowded one. For the drums, you can use drum rack for a kick and snare setup, or you can work with a chopped break sample if you want more of that old-school jungle feel. If you're using a break, drop it into simpler and use slice mode. Slice by transients, then play the slices like a MIDI instrument. That gives you control without heavy processing. A good beginner drum foundation is simple. Kick on beat 1, snare on beat 2 and beat 4, then a few ghost notes or break slices in between. Keep the hi-hats light. You want movement, not clutter. If the break needs a little polish, you can use stock devices like drum bus and EQ8. A bit of drum bus drive can add attitude, but don't go overboard. Small moves go a long way. If the break is fighting the sub, high pass the break layer so the low end stays clean. Now let's make the bass. For a beginner, operator is perfect if you want a clean sub. If you want a rougher Reese character, Wave Eatable is a great option too. But keep it simple. One clean subline is enough to begin with. Use short notes and leave space for the drums. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass often feels heavier because it is disciplined, not because it is huge. A sine wave sub from operator with a short attack and a controlled release will work great. If you want more grit, add a saturator very lightly for harmonics. Also, keep the low end mono. That's huge. Width belongs in the hats, the atmospheres, and the FX tails. The sub should stay solid and centered. Now we build an 8-bar loop. Start with 4 bars of your main groove, then duplicate it so you have a proper phrase to work with. In the second 4 bars, make only tiny changes. Maybe mute one bass note. Maybe add one snare fill at the end of the phrase. Maybe slightly change a hat pattern. The idea is to give the listener something familiar before the switch up lands. This is important. A switch up only works if there's a clear before and after. If the whole tune is changing all the time, nothing feels special. So here's a simple arrangement approach. Bars 1 to 4, that's your core groove. Bars 5 to 8, repeat it with a little variation. Then place your switch up at the end of a 4-bar phrase, or on bar 8 or 16 if you're thinking in longer sections. Now for the actual switch up, the easiest and often most effective move is to remove energy for a moment. Then bring it back in a different shape. You do not always need to add more. Sometimes the best move is to pull something away. For example, in the last bar of the phrase, you can mute the bass for half a bar, let the break play a short fill, or cut the kick for a beat. You could also reverse a cymbal or snare tail into the return. That creates tension without needing a giant effect chain. A classic jungle-style switch-up might sound like this. The last beat of the phrase has a little drum fill. The bass drops out briefly, a reversed hit pulls us forward, then the full groove slams back in. That's the energy. That's the moment. In Ableton, you can do this very easily with clip edits, duplicate clips, mute automation, and simple volume automation. If you're working with MIDI, just shorten a few notes or remove them. If you're working with audio, slice it and move one or two hits around. That's enough. Now add a minimal FX transition. Keep it stock. Keep it light. An auto filter sweep on a noise hit or cymbal is a classic move. You can automate the cutoff from low to high over one bar. Add a short reverb tail if you want space, but use it sparingly. You can also use echo or delay for a quick tension throw, but again, keep it tight. A really good CPU-friendly tip here is to use one shared return track for reverb or delay instead of loading multiple instances everywhere. And if you've made a sound you like, freeze or flatten it. That's a great habit in Ableton Live 12. It keeps your project light and helps you commit to decisions. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the switch up starts to feel intentional instead of random. Automate the bass filter cutoff a little before the change, then close it back down for impact. Bring the reverb send up slightly on the last snare hit, then pull it back. You can even dip the drum group volume very slightly during the transition and restore it right after. Tiny moves like this create a lot of drama. And remember, you do not need to automate everything at once. One or two strong gestures are usually enough. In DNB, precision beats clutter every time. Because this lesson is in the DJ tools area, think like a selector too. Your tune should be easy to mix. That means a clean intro, a clear main drop, a switch-up section, a return to the groove, and a simple outro. Leave some drum-only bars at the start or end so DJs can blend your track cleanly. A classic old-school structure might be something like a 16-bar intro, then a build, then a drop, then an 8-bar switch-up, then a return, then an outro. But as a beginner, just focus on making your switch-up repeatable and musical. Duplicate the section, change one or two things, and listen to it in context. Now, here are a few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the switch-up too busy. If you add too many layers, the groove gets lost. Second, don't drown it in reverb or delay. DNB needs tightness. Third, keep the bass out of the kick's way. Fourth, preserve some of the original break feel. That recognizable groove is part of the magic. And fifth, place the change on a clear bar line so it feels musical and DJ friendly. Here's a useful mindset. Use contrast, not complexity. Keep one anchor element stable, like the snare pattern or hat pulse, while you change something else around it. That way the listener still knows where the one is. If you want to go a little deeper, try a half bar bass flip on the second half of the switch up bar, or try a very quiet ghost fill before the return. You can even use a micro-repeat edit, where one snare or break hit gets duplicated rapidly right before the groove lands again. That's a very classic old-school tension trick. And if you're happy with a bass move or break edit, resample it to audio. That's not just a CPU saver, it often sounds more organic too. So let's wrap this up with a quick practice challenge. Set your project to 170 BPM. Build a 4-bar drum loop with kick, snare, and a chopped break. Add a simple sub-bass with operator. Duplicate it into 8 bars. In bar 8, remove the bass for half a bar, add a short drum fill, and place one reversed cymbal or snare tail into the transition. Add a light auto filter sweep or a small reverb send move. Then loop it and ask yourself, does the switch up feel like a real energy change? If it feels weak, do not add more. Remove one element instead. That's often the fix. The big takeaway is this. A switch up is a short, intentional shift in energy. In Ableton Live 12, you can build it with stock devices, simple clip edits, and light automation, and still keep the CPU low. For jungle and old school DNB, the winning formula is usually a drum change, a bass rhythm tweak, one clean effects transition, and a return that hits harder because you created space. That's how you keep the groove rolling, keep the dance floor locked, and give your track that classic old school DNB bounce.